is iconic.
My name is Ben. I am playing a fighter named Sir Hector Isinglass. He is the sole male heir of the Lords of Hyrok and has unclaimed ancestral holdings in Drakenholm.
Hi, I'm Mark. I'm playing Grognar, the half-orc barbarian. And my one unique thing is I contain the soul of the White.
Hi, I'm Evan. I'm playing a paladin named Harrier Wheelwright. And Harrier's one unique thing is that something Harrier has could destroy the Lich King or restore the life of the Wizard King. He does not know what it is.
Hi, I'm Becca, and I am playing a halfling ranger, Tava Greenthumb, who is the last heir of the Greenthumb Duchy, which was swallowed by a hellhole.
I am Rob Hanso. I'm playing Quincy, no family name. Quincy is a bard. I promise you that my one unique thing is not something that screws the party in any way or hurts the other player characters. I promise you that.
When we last left Quincy, Hector, and Harrier, Quincy just said, what do I do with the baby? Now, Ben, you have a newborn.
I do.
So you know exactly what to do here. Give it to the mother.
mostly give it a pacifier, but failing that, well, it would be my suggestion that we put it in the hands of the priestess. Really, that I mean, as opposed to the other one, who's?
I believe I could. Yeah, right. Of course. Wow. That's so wise. So, okay, it's a little here. I do not want to drop the baby. I'm gonna try to put it there, right? But if I fumble it, be ready to catch, okay? Okay, you got it? All right?
We're with
okay? You. Yeah. All right, good. Okay. I'm gonna do it. I'm doing it now.
All right. You put the baby on the upraised arms of the priestess and immediately.
And as I do, I sing a little song, like, which is a song about a child emperor, and like that children know. And I just sing about, like, you know, 5 or 10 words of it because I can't think of anything else to do. Sorry, go ahead.
All right, so Hector, Harry, you're letting Quincy do this?
Yeah.
Yep.
All right. As you do, you watch as Quincy sets the baby in the upraised arms of the priestess, and immediately light fills the little divots where the priestess's eyes would be. You can see star constellations traced down her arms. They light up, and in the center of the room, a portal opens, shimmering silver, almost mirror-like in its appearance, and this radiance kind of pours out of it, lighting up the whole thing. You realize Quincy did a number on these goblins.
I've been meaning to ask this entire time. Did the dirge kill them? Or was it something else? Was it in your music?
Not now.
Pan up.
Don't sully this nearly holy moment.
Grognar, this silvery light just kind of pours out from as you are lifting the other door in place.
Tava! Help me! There's something inside!
So, Tava, as you go through this, you find... Well, it's an extra large healing potion, and it's half drunk. You think that there's probably enough left for you.
Okay.
Yeah. You also find about 78, like, lead pieces that it looks like the orcs have bit into different shapes, possibly using as sling ammunition.
Absolutely worth carrying.
Tava, I think they drank the purple potion.
Tava, you see the only thing there that seems to be worth anything is an orcish hand axe. It looks like it was chipped out of a larger imperial hand axe. but it does have the Orc Lord symbol kind of carved in it. It looks sharp. It looks serrated, as if it's designed for, you know, maximum damage as it bites into an enemy.
Is it two hands for me or one hand?
No. So this looks like it would fit. It would fit your hand.
Oh, sweet.
It may be a little bit like off balance. You'd have to get used to it, but.
Mm-hmm. Hey, Ragnar, check out what I found. And I'll come trotting on back with my new axe.
All right. So by the way, so Teyva, as soon as you pick it up, you know what you could really go for? Like, I'm not saying the decaying bodies are exactly what you want to go for, but you know there are some fresh red meat orcs back there. And actually, you're suddenly aware of how much red meat Grognar is made of. You could eat. That's all I'm saying. And it doesn't even have to be that well cooked. Like, maybe just show the meat to the fire to scare it a bit. And that's what you're craving.
So wait, any meat or just orc?
Red meat.
Oh, good.
Yeah. Also, there's you know, if one human is about three halflings tall, there are nine halflings worth.
Mm-hmm. Ragnar, I'm like really hungry, and I think we should build a fire and maybe eat.
Okay, sounds good. I could eat too.
Do you just drop the door? By the way, the Grognar Teyva buddy cop B-plot is just mwah.
Yeah, yeah, it's good. Especially with like light of radiant portals like streaming out, and you know, it's like, nope, there's an orc body to loot and meat to cook. It's good. I like it.
You see this portal in there kind of shimmering.
Do we see something on the other side of the portal?
You see yourself in the reflection that the portal is a silvery sheen. But you see yourself, Hector, not as you are, not even as you kind of want to be, but you see, like, if you were to have dedicated your life to the pursuit of knowledge, if you were to have studied and gained hard-earned wisdom through the sweat of your brow and the toil of turning page after page of life, like, you see, like, the scholastic version of yourself.
So if I hadn't disappointed my mother.
Ooh, there's a lot to unpack. Give me a self-esteem check. I'm guessing it's wisdom.
Okay, good self-esteem check. What backgrounds do you...
Ben, we play these games to get away from reality, okay?
Yeah, way right. To bring it down, Ben.
Oh my God.
You don't have to give me a roll, Ben. If you had not disappointed your mom.
I was really looking forward to the self-esteem check.
All right, roll it, Ben. Give me what background would you get? Would you use to like bolster your self-esteem?
I guess maybe would-be Dragon Slayer?
Can I aid him?
Yeah, yeah. What do you say to him as you clearly can see what he's going through, Quincy?
Well, I do have a background as an apprentice theologian.
Okay.
And I say,
hey, so do I.
I'm playing you, JM. No. I say, I can't know what he's going through precisely, but I can see the. And say, okay, the best mirrors show who we could still be, and we might, and we are always able to measure up, because how could the mirror see anything if it was not looking into you?
Oh,
it's you, even if you can't recognize it, and if you rolled a two, this is a worthless pep talk.
Give me your apprentice theologian role.
Alrighty then. I have a bad feeling about this, but here we go. All right. can I use, because if I'm going to use, when you said the wisdom is what you gained through all the study, I was like, oh, wisdom bad, intelligence good. Is this a wisdom or intelligence? Probably wisdom,
I think,
right?
In this case, you're speaking from the heart and you're trying to bolster his self-esteem. I would allow wisdom or charisma.
Charisma.
Yeah.
Charisma. Well, it turns out, burn. Charisma to burn. It's a charisma check.
Oof. Oh. Dang, not too shabby. What's with all the bonuses?
Yeah, a 15 is great. You actually, you feel bolstered. You feel as if maybe, and you give a real good look at the Hector in the mirror. And what did you get with a plus? I'm going to give you a plus 4 to this roll.
That would be a 9 then.
You still don't measure up to the Hector in the mirror. Like as Quincy is talking to you, like Hector, you see, or Harrier, you see Hector kind of chest puffs out a little bit, stands a little straighter, head's a little taller. You look back in the mirror, and then just everything crestfallen.
I'd probably have to learn Latin, wouldn't I?
But you see this, that's what you see. And actually, you now see Quincy standing next to you. And the bard appears kind of as he does now.
Oh. Well, what does Harrier see?
I am looking. I mean, we've activated something linked to the priestess, seemingly.
You have. So, Harrier, you see yourself not in armor, not as a paladin of the Empire, but as an acolyte of the priestess. Again, as somebody who has forsaken all of the worldly things and dedicated only to the purest knowledge of the priesthood. But you don't feel the crushing disappointment of a mother's gaze. Words I was not expecting to utter in this session.
Just the mother superior, but that's okay.
So you've got this, you do, you have this image of the priestess, you have this portal. Groknar, Teyva, are you guys are you making dinner? Is that what I have heard has been happening?
I've been role-playing for the last 2 minutes. That means I've been eating.
Staying in character.
Hey, how do you like your rabbit?
Oh. As I bite into an arm of a goblin. It's really good. Thanks, Groknar.
How much are you're not cooking it that much.
That's just, what you tell me.
Just so you know, it's really, really delicious. So, gentlemen, you stand there in this holy radiance, the light of the priestess statue. You can see the constellations are now on the wall, kind of moving a little bit. There's definitely a bright light opposite, like a star on the wall. It actually, remember how there was like some things on the tablet that you didn't understand there were constellations around it?
Oh, yeah.
Some of these match up, especially that star. Kind of hold it up. You can, and then there's this radiant portal.
Do you think this is the way into the library?
What happens if we touch it?
I yell, the rabbit's ready! Who's hungry?
I glance back at the doors momentarily and then I reach out and touch the portal.
Are you like hand out? Gently kind of touching it?
I guess. I mean, if it's a portal, then I guess I'm sticking my hand through it.
Like, I'm going to need a dexterity roll from you.
Okay. All right. And straight up.
Any background that you're like snatching things back from the brink of disaster?
Well, here's the thing.
Okay.
As I often spend time within Dragon Hall, the City of Monsters, I've developed a certain relationship with a variety of monsters, and you sort of have to know when to hold them. Know when to fold them, know when the perfect moment to sort of get the heck out of town is. But
just ruined it right
now. I can rest this on.
Know when to walk away.
Yeah, like, know when to walk away. There you go.
I will let you use that as your background.
All right, here we go.
Hector is the gambler.
So as you touch this thing, it immediately sears your skin and you pull them back and you can see you don't have, you know, those little whirls that you sometimes get lost in looking at on the tips of your fingers, you're gone.
Ouch, okay.
Yeah.
So it's not that kind of portal.
He's got 5 red spots on his finger. Like he just grabbed the pan before it's ready. Actually, just so you guys know, Groknar does make a surprisingly good smelling rabbit.
Do I smell seared flesh from inside?
You do smell seared flesh from inside.
Dava, they're cooking in there too.
David, it smells delicious. Yeah. You've got rabbit out here. They've got long pig in there.
Too soon.
Perhaps we should examine the other statue.
So you suggest taking the baby.
No.
Examine the other statue. Not
I mean, the constellations, this shows some promise. Is there anything else? You say you were looking for a library. Was there anything else you have that, like, any other keys?
We have this brass plate, which we were given at the tavern.
What's that?
So I'm also going to say, why don't Harrier and Hector give me wisdom rolls? Like, do you have any backgrounds that would help you, like, put puzzles together? Do you want to spend an icon relationship here? This would be a good time for something like that.
Okay.
Icon relationship with the Emperor.
Okay.
Allow me to... That apply here?
Yeah, go for it.
All right, so that would be just rolling the...
No, you just say you're spending it.
All right, spending it. Plus one bonus.
No, you spend it to get a story effect. So as you're sitting here thinking about it, you do know that in certain cases, Imperial property is protected, guarded, only allowed for those who are allowed to be on the, you know, on the premises. Or those returning something that's supposed to be on the premises.
Yeah. Is this the library drop box?
And as you think about it, what did all of the orcs have on them?
Well, all of these things that I put in my evidence bags.
Right. So if we pretend perhaps are carrying some of the books, that would allow us back into the library. That.
Oh, pages. They had pages. I'm sorry, Quincy wasn't there. I don't think I've actually seen this.
No.
So, okay.
No,
yeah, all right. They've got strips of book on them.
The goblins have it.
Oh.
Yeah, the goblins
have it too. Oh. Yeah. Well, let's make sure that Tava doesn't get fiber along with her meat.
Well, friends, I think perhaps... This is how we get into the library, the same way that our goblin and orcish friends have, which is by wearing a book.
Oh.
Perhaps even, you know, putting on a bit of book binding.
Yeah.
Oh, you're so smart.
They did have it in contact with their skin, so.
Right.
Huh.
Grocknar, you and Tava, you're remarkably well fed. Grocknar, you have not seen any halfling eat like Tava is packing away half-orc rations. And she is just... Tava, it's delicious. It's chewy. It's juicy.
All I can say is this axe better be better than plus one.
Well, the game designer says... We should have Rob record game designer says this axe is better than plus one.
I was about to say, if only I could go back and get a hold of the game designer and talk to him about it. That'd be so useful. Well,
just we'll never know.
We'll never know.
There's no way.
Am I at all aware that this is not right?
You've never had a craving for rare. This much rare red meat before.
Yeah. And it doesn't bother me?
on a strict comfort level? No.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
On some sort of halfling intellectual level? Maybe.
Okay.
Do you want to try and, like, reason your way through this?
Or are you just going to let this thing go? Especially because I've eaten so much, I am probably full, and if
you
I still
are.
Have the craving...
Yeah. Have you just eaten this entire time?
More or less, yeah.
Sweet.
Because I haven't been told anything else.
Yeah, I'm just... Tava, like...
The other side of... Like, we're not even noticing, right? Because she's outside.
Yeah, she's outside, like, and Grocknar's like, yeah,
nom,
no, that's pretty
nom,
much
nom.
How... how you eat, right? Mm-hmm. I assume.
Like, I'm not Grognar normal.
That's right. So here's the thing, Teyva. You still feel hungry.
Mm-hmm.
But you feel good. You feel really good. Like maybe one extra recovery good? How much do you want to question this at this point? I see Becca's eyes. You can't see Becca's face, but she's like, maybe I don't want to question this.
It's like, I mean, and this onset, I would question it just because it would be so unusual. I'd question it at least once.
Okay. How are you? What would you do to kind of assess this? You have a lot of introspective, like psychological uses of backgrounds, which I was not prepared for.
That's right.
What does this say about me as a halfling?
As the heir of the dukedom, as someone who was raised to know what is good and right and what is good for halflings and what is not good for halflings and what is even proper and improper.
All right, so this feels like an intelligence check. Like, going back to Miss Harriet Harefoot's School of Proper Etiquette, what do you remember?
Yeah.
Before you abandoned it all for the wild. All right. You're guessing this axe is probably magical.
Mm-hmm.
And is definitely having an effect on you.
I am going to attempt to put it down.
Like, when you put it down, is this like with a finality? Like, I do not own you.
Yeah, like I walk back over to the bodies and I kind of like drop it.
Okay. No, you axe drop it. As you turn around though, you suddenly feel how much rare goblin flesh you've eaten. And I do need a constant. Yeah, you just Ralph it all back up.
Absolutely do.
Yeah, like a gratuitous amount of vomit.
Like, you didn't drink the purple potion, did you? He said not to drink it.
No, I didn't. But I think I ate too much.
Quincy, your keen ears.
Yeah.
You're like, someone has partied too hard.
I say, Hector, while we're strapping exquisite passages of Seventh Era poetry around our appendages and making sure they get contact with skin, be a good fellow and take this packet of carefully baked wafers out to the halfling duchess. She could use a bit of a reconstitutional. And because as Harrier will remember, I am a master baker and I have snacks in here and I did not forbid them and they are not in purple wrappers. So cakes.
So far, you've brought up three of your backgrounds. They're just so natural.
But that's how the thing is done.
Yeah, no, that's right. You guys are getting a keen insight into how it's done.
I've strapped one of the book passages around my head, like it's, you know.
Did you look at it or did you just grab one?
I should look at it.
It is definitely one of the lewd passages from Tintinabulous the Fabulous.
And it says, Mother was very disappointed.
But I put on like Karate Kid.
Okay. Ribald Drow romance poetry. Just kind of
strapped to my forehead.
Nice.
I am so jealous. I have some sort of effing treatise on beekeeping. What the hell?
So when you walk out, there's like a full campsite set up. There's like rabbits, like a brace of conies on a spit.
Oh, and a
yeah. And like,
is that a finger?
It's a finger. What the audience couldn't see was JM reaching into his own mouth and pulling out a finger.
Quincy has sent these for you. He claims they are a bit of a remedy for, as he put it, partying too hard.
Sidis has to get used to this gorging. You don't want to fill up on that bread, though.
Fill up on that bread.
Thanks, Hector.
Don't thank me. Thank the strange bard.
Okay, I think I'm gonna follow you guys inside now.
So good.
I don't feel very good.
Before you do, strap on one of these book passages. As you can see, as I've cunningly attached one to my own face. We are about to enter.
Why does it have the word? Never mind. Never mind. It was written by a dark elf named Cass. That's so weird. I feel like I've read her writing before. Okay. Thanks. I look at the piece of paper he hands me. What did he give me?
You have a very detailed genealogy of the cloud giants of Giant Walk. Yeah. From like the third age. You have no clue who any of these people are.
Yeah, okay. I don't feel bad. Nice. I will attach it to...
There's a lot of this... begats.
Yeah.
And a lot of years between them. And heights. It's really weird. They list like... Yeah.
Heights of the babies?
You know, it's the height of the baby or the height that they grew... It seems like the height that they grew to.
That's better.
It's the height that they grew to.
Okay.
With more of our 13th Age actual play. All music for the show has been used in partnership with BattleBards. Visit BattleBard.com for all your RPG music needs.
And if you'd like to support the show, you can do so by becoming a patron at patreon.com/iconicpodcast.
You've been listening to the Iconic Podcast. If you have any questions, comments, or feedback, you can contact us at iconicpodcast@gmail.com. Also, check out iconicpodcast.com for news, updates, and more information about the show. Thanks for listening.